Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today in Israel, cities across the country are experiencing mild temperatures. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining with a gentle breeze, making it a pleasant day to be outside. Meanwhile, Jerusalem enjoys clear skies, perfect for a stroll in the evening. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier today, the Jerusalem Post reported that Iran claims to have struck U.S.-linked targets, warning Gulf states not to support any attacks. Also, in the past hour, Times of Israel says Iran fired drones at Bahrain, hitting an oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz amid escalating clashes. Also this hour, Israel Hayom Hebrew discusses the complex American dilemma between Iran and Lebanon, with Israel quietly hopeful for stability. Separately, Walla reports just now that Bahrain announced Iranian drones targeted American sites on its soil, calling it a significant breach of peace efforts. And finally, from earlier today, I-24 News reports that Bahrain condemns the Iranian drone attack on its territory. Here's what people are saying online. United Arab Emirates condemned Iranian drone attacks on Bahrain, calling them a violation of sovereignty and a threat to regional stability, according to IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, posting earlier today. David Keyes, an Israeli commentator, posted half an hour ago, wondering about the Havdalah timing in Islamabad tonight. Meanwhile, Memory, an organization analyzing Middle Eastern media, reminded followers to check out their report on America's challenge involving Egypt and Ethiopia. Now for more on those stories, starting with Iran's recent actions. According to the Jerusalem Post, Iran claims it hit U.S.-linked targets and has cautioned Gulf states not to assist attacks. This follows tensions due to a U.S. strike on Iran and alleged U.S. involvement in Lebanon. The region faces increased instability as a result. Turning to the situation in Bahrain, Times of Israel reports Iran fired drones at Bahrain, targeting an oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz. The IRGC stated it was in response to overnight strikes following an Iranian attack on a ship attempting to leave the strait. This escalation threatens maritime security and could disrupt global oil supplies. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom Hebrew outlines the American diplomatic challenge concerning Iran and Lebanon. Despite numerous past agreements, Israel watches closely, hoping for a peaceful resolution. A stable outcome could benefit regional security and economic ties. Finally, Bahrain's formal condemnation of the Iranian drone assault emphasizes the breach of peace initiatives. As reported by I-24 News, Bahrain's statement underscores regional tensions and the importance of diplomatic dialogue to defuse conflicts. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business highlights a record achievement for leading Israeli companies in LGBT equality, with 24 organizations receiving certification. Despite progress, one in three employees remains closeted. Separately, Globes reports Bank of America predicts the shekel will weaken, with the exchange rate expected to reach NIS 3.14 per dollar within 3 months. This could impact import costs and inflation. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reveals Brown Hotels' expansion across Europe, acquiring 6 hotels with 1,500 rooms in prime locations. This move strengthens their presence in the European hospitality market. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.